Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Wednesday morning. Oh, it's going to be a good day. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop is out of town. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. Who knows what he's doing? Maybe he's hitting up the main street, Broadway, and getting crazy. But he was in town last night for Blanco Brown's The Get Up. He was out there. You know this song, by the way. He was going to be in the music video. And there's some video, if you want the behind-the-scenes look, right now on our Instagram. Go see that on our story before it disappears. Radio Now AM Show. So we'll check with him later this morning. I don't know if he got a rental car or if he took his car, because his car's got like 300,000 miles and it's kind of scary, but
I'm so scared for him.
Yeah, Liv, this is probably not the best idea if he did take his car, but we'll check in and we'll find out. Filling in his place, pretty much the utility player here on the show, Elliot King, man. Hey, thanks for hanging out when I was on vacation, holding it down, and so glad to have you here. How was your day yesterday, man? Like, what'd you do, kind of? We like to catch up and see what happened the day before.
I was just chilling. You know, I knew I had to be up for today, so I went to bed extremely early, like around noon.
I was going
to
say, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I went straight to noon because I knew it was going to be a struggle. And yeah, just pretty much was getting ready for today.
All right, cool, man. We're so glad you're here. And thank you so much for helping on the show. So
no problem. We
appreciate that. We're going to have you involved in a lot of things today.
All right.
Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday? I think I saw something that I honestly had to do a double take. I thought I was on the wrong Instagram account.
I know.
I was like, wait a minute. So excited about this.
So yesterday was just crazy busy day. I went lunch, gym, dance lesson, then work.
It's like you're on the Jersey Shore or something.
Very busy. Yeah, gym, tan, laundry. It was very busy, but I did something for you, Joe. I made sure to do it because me and Joe have been kind of going back and forth about this.
Okay.
Kind of going back and forth. That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I have been taking dance lessons, ballroom dance lessons at Five Star Dance Studios.
Oh.
And I have been taking them for a while. And he's constantly like, post a video. And I don't want to post a video of my routine that I've been working on for like months now because I don't want my boyfriend to see it, because he's not going to see it until November, and when I like actually perform it. And I don't want him to see any clips of it because I want him to be super impressed, because his whole family has a background in ballroom.
Gotcha.
But I did post a video on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show on our story. It's a little boomerang of me doing a little spin and a dip. Mm-hmm. And I will say that may or may not be how my routine ends.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well, then you want to go check that out, Radio Now AM Show. Yesterday, just busy as usual. I think we're all living busy lives, just trying to fit everything in, and there's never enough time.
No.
But it was fun. When my wife got home at night, she had a long, stressful day, and I was supposed to start dinner before her. She did something, and I forget the place. She got it for free through work. They gave you 3 free sample meals where they send you all the food in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And don't list off things because I don't remember the exact brand, but it's one of those things where they give you all the ingredients, don't screw it up, and you make it in the instructions.
Yeah.
And we had this pork kind of a taco thing last night, and guys, it was so good.
Was it?
I barely helped. Apparently, my wife doesn't even think that I can like simmer meat in the pan. She's like, no, you're not. The seasoning needs to be spread out. It's clumping up all over the pork.
I'm
like,
wow.
I'm like, all right, well,
she
thank
don't
you.
Trust you.
Oh, no, I don't blame her. There's a lot of reasons, Elliot, not to trust me in a kitchen, especially because I eat all the food. But, oh, my gosh, it was so good that we made this, like, sour cream chipotle kind of a little sauce that you just drizzle all over it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I don't know how long food poisoning takes to kick in, but I have not felt sick yet.
Okay, good. I mean, normally food poisoning is pretty quick.
Oh, good. Then,
yeah.
Hey.
Thank you. In the clear.
Knock on wood.
I think we're okay over here then. So, definitely a good day, and we had a lot of fun. Looking for the first call of the morning. Want to see who's up. What are you doing today? 833-563-2539. We'll even do a couple of people if you get on through. 833-563-2539. Maybe you can let us know how your day was yesterday. Are you looking forward to anything today? Maybe you're celebrating a birthday or a big milestone. Whatever it is, check in with us and say what's up. You can also interact with the show. Radio Now, AM Show for Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, wherever you're listening, just search for Radio Now and give our page a like.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Crazy Rich Asian star Henry Golding was on Jimmy Fallon last night and said he sang Marvin Gaye's song, Sexual Healing, so much in high school that the yearbook prediction for his career called him a sexual healer. So Jimmy put him on the spot and he sang a funny version of the song with the Roots.
Hey, oh, I can't sing this. I can't hold it. I can't hold it much longer. Get in there, Jimmy. It's getting stronger and stronger. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing, baby. Morgan,
where are we going when we come back?
So funny. Mike Tyson has become an advocate for marijuana while hosting a podcast called Hot Boxing, and he explained the extent of his marijuana use in his latest episode. So Tyson asked his co-host, Evan Britton, what do we smoke a month? And he replied, about $40,000 a month worth of weed.
Is that a lot? Is that a lot to smoke? Because I mean, nothing against it, but I don't smoke weed. I got asthma.
I mean, I don't even know that many people with $40,000.
Yeah, that's a yearly salary for some people.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's more than mine.
Yeah.
So his co-host says, we smoke 10 tons of weed on this ranch a month. 10 tons. Yeah, so Tyson broke ground on a 40-acre ranch earlier this year to both grow marijuana and to research the effects of the drug. The new company said on its website that it aims to create better cannabis for its customers.
I'm here for the job, to smoke the weed.
Just do some research.
A man is suing CNN's anchor, Don Lemon, claiming he sexually harassed and assaulted him at a bar in the Hamptons. The man claims Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed the area. He removed his hand and shoved his fingers in his mustache and under his nose. He said Lemon repeatedly shoved his fingers in his face and asked very explicit questions. CNN released a statement saying the plaintiff in the lawsuit has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts. This claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Harry Styles won't be in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid after all. The former one, I know. This makes me super bummed.
You really thought he was going to be in it.
I really did, and I was excited about it. The former One Direction star was in talks to play Prince Eric, but sources say he decided to pass on the role. No word on who Disney will turn to now for the role of Prince Eric.
It's canceled.
I know.
Not even going to happen.
Honestly, it might be. Coming up in the next garbage, coming in hour from now, this reality star committed tax evasion and fraud.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We've got Joe. Live the web girl. Producer Pork Chop is out today on special assignment in Nashville, Tennessee. And we got our buddy Elliot King helping out. Thank you so much, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, dude, no problem. Now, check this out. When it comes to dating, that is never a fun thing to do when it comes to meeting the parents. At least for a majority of people, it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
We'll introduce these new doorbells that have cameras, and it creates situations that would never have ever even happened in the past. This father ended up meeting his daughter's date through the doorbell camera. Pedro's the father is working as his daughter Grace got ready to leave for her first date with a guy named Jared. When he walked up to the front door, the camera turned on, and this is the conversation that happened. And just imagine being in these two's position.
Hello? Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro. This is Grace's dad.
Oh.
And right there, he's like, okay, what's going on, Pedro?
Good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
Wow. That's creepy,
that
too.
So scary.
I can see yours. All
right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
All right, you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. Can't be taking his little flower to some PG-13 or rated R movie. You got to go see.
Or even a scary movie, because then he's going to know what's up. He's going to know what she's going to be trying to do.
Exactly.
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter.
Yep. Somebody just walked into the scene like, what the heck's going on? You think your guy you're going on a date with is talking to himself, so that's creepy.
Just hold on 1 minute. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
All right. Good choice, right?
Okay.
I think that's approved by most parents.
Yeah.
Still okay. Roughly what time you guys going to be coming home?
The movie's at 7, probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Classic parent move there. All right.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right. I got a good picture of you.
Once again, throwing out that he can see everything he's doing.
Oh, my gosh. So awkward.
Dang. All right, it continues.
All right.
Call me if anything.
Okay.
And remember, I know people everywhere, so they're looking at what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
All right, bye.
That poor daughter. Liv, could you imagine your dad doing that?
No, I would murder him, so he probably knows not to do that. My parents are actually very good at, like, not embarrassing me in front of people because they know the havoc that I would bring to their lives if they did.
Was that awkward, like, back in the day, Elliot, when I mean, it probably still is now, like, dating, and just meeting the parents? Because for me, I actually look forward to meeting the parents.
What?
I'm a weirdo, though. I'm a weird guy. I like to talk to people, and I talk too long, I linger. So that doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But I think for most people, it's awkward, because it's that first thing, like, do you shake their hand? Do you give them a hug? Like,
right.
What do you do? Well, why do you do, Mr. Confident? You're literally not confident in a lot of areas in your life, but this, you're like, oh, I've got it down.
Well, I wouldn't say I have anything down, but it's just like, I don't know, like I like to ask questions, so that's not hard.
Yeah, I get that, conversation.
And in a sense that, I mean, the real Joe on air is the same as off air for the most part, and I have no problem like having a persona and who I am, so I can answer questions. I mean,
right.
I share so much on the radio, like what question are you going to ask me that I haven't said on the radio?
Well, that makes me nervous that you would meet these parents and just completely word vomit and give up too much.
Oh, I'm supposed to lie to them? Wait, I'm supposed to lie?
No, but like, you don't want to give them too much information.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a teenager, it's more uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So especially in that kind of situation, as an adult, I don't have a problem with it.
So I've got a question for you all.
Yeah.
Would you have rather met your girlfriend's, like, dad or mom through a doorbell like this situation? Would you rather have done that? Because I think it almost makes it less awkward with it being in person.
In person, because you same thing over the phone or over a camera. I can't really tell if you're like, ha, 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 like kidding,
yeah,
or like, ha, ha, I'm going to kill you.
Right, you can't read the body language.
Yeah, at least in person you can read it. And the one benefit of a camera, though, if they are going to kill you, you got some distance. Like, you can get a head start to get away.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, when you're dropping her back off, then you can't really, you can't do anything. Can't go for like the good night kiss because then he's documenting all that.
Oh,
like,
oh, think
handshake.
About that.
Yep. Dang, I didn't even think about it.
He's like, stop trying to make out with my daughter and open the door.
Right. Okay. Just give her a pat on the back. Good date today.
Yes,
thanks.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Here's your little angel. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The Department of Justice says the two guards on duty when Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in a federal jail cell in New York were placed on leave. They also say the warden in the jail has temporarily resigned, you think? The news comes just days after the disgraced financier and accused sex trafficker was found dead, a suspected suicide, in his jail cell. It all doesn't add up, people.
Man.
I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. Out of everybody on the show, I'm pretty chill and rational, and I'm a sheep. I go along with everything. But this is... smells a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elliot, filling in for Pork Chop today. I don't know if you know this, but don't drink bleach, man.
Okay. I didn't think I needed that warning, but...
Well, some people do. Here's what's happening. Some people are reportedly drinking bleach products in the hopes that it will cure them of diseases, including autism, cancer, hepatitis, HIV, and AIDS. This is prompting the FDA to put out a reminder. So they've done this before. Reminder not to do so because it's dangerous and potentially life-threatening. I don't know, man. People go online and they're like, what do I do if I have this? What will help cure it?
Drink bleach?
That's what some people are saying. I'm not even kidding you. The FDA just released this.
Is there any success stories of this, like,
no,
working?
No. The answer is no. Only thing bleach does is help whiten your clothes or whatever it is. Yeah, let's avoid that. Leave the bleach for your mom, okay?
Yeah.
Let mom handle the laundry and do her thing. Okay, where was this when I was in school? I guess I'm so old they didn't have this. More websites keep on popping up that sell homework, which has schools on high alert. Yeah, one of the most popular websites is Pay Me to Do Your Homework. I guess it's kind of simple right there to find that one.
Yeah.
They advertise full classes starting at $99 a week and $49 for a test or a quiz. See, that's how you get kids to work.
Yeah.
They got incentive to make that money. They advertise that, and they says the schools are trying to educate students about the seriousness of cheating and plagiarization, which it is. And some schools and colleges train their staff on how to spot contract cheating and how to address it. I'd never heard of this when I went to school. It's just like, hey, Elliot, man, you're good at math. Can you help me out over here?
Yeah.
You want to do my homework?
Sit beside me or behind me, you know, lift the arm up a little bit.
Did you ever have like a little cheating style where like maybe you wrote something on the inside of your palm or like, you know, like you put it on the inside of a water bottle?
Yeah, it was called studying, Joe. Oh. I just studied really well.
All right, well, some of us are smarter than others. I got cheating. I'll never forget it. Mrs. Trago, ninth grade, she threw a book at me. I was in the back of the room. It was the classroom, but it also had the yearbook, like the photography area all in the back. So I was kind of in the back of there just taking the test for the rest of the class. And she walks around. She's like, what are you doing? Because I had the book open. I was looking up the answers out of the book. She threw the book at me and sent me to the principal's office. She didn't get in trouble for throwing a book at me, but I failed the test.
Obviously. So.
And then I had to buy...
Yeah, the whole book open.
Yeah, man. I was trying to be like discreet about it. It was like a good book, though. I mean, pretty big. $450 I had to spend in extra credit on yearbook advertising to pass that class because I failed the exam.
Dang.
Hey, man, it was worth it, though. Okay. Joe Pesh Entertainment took off that year.
Yeah.
And a couple more stories for Joe's Need to Know News. A 72-year-old man's false teeth got stuck in his throat during surgery in England and weren't discovered, guys, until he came back 6 days later because he was bleeding and having breathing issues. Check the story out.
The lost dentures of a 72-year-old man were found stuck in his throat 8 days after a routine surgery. Before that procedure, the operating team is supposed to take out the dentures. The team neglected to do that. Doctors believe that he probably inhaled his false teeth while the team was inserting a tube into his body. 6 days after surgery, he returned to the ER. A new set of doctors looked inside his throat, spotted the dentures lying across his larynx. He was rushed to surgery to have it removed.
Gosh.
Goodness gracious.
That's just stuff you don't sign off on for surgery. Like, you don't think you'll swallow your dentures, but it happened. And finally, cheating men beware. A woman from Washington, D.C. is on a mission to expose as many cheaters on Tinder as possible by tracking down their wives and girlfriends. The woman claims she has been cheated on several times over the years and then downloaded Tinder to get back into the dating scene herself. She was horrified to see men openly advertise themselves as married or looking for something discreet. That's when she decided to expose the cheaters. Mm. So far, she's been successful. She said she's outed 5 men to their partners and claims the women at first are mad. Like, they're upset. They're even mad at her. But in the end, they end up thanking her for exposing their cheating men.
She's like a cheater vigilante.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I mean, you know what? I sometimes people inspire you to do things. This is an example. I'm getting on Tinder right now. And I'm going to catch cheating women.
You're going to start exposing people.
This girl has problems.
Yeah, just get her in a relationship and this whole mission will be done in 2 seconds.
But I still should download the Tinder app, right?
Oh, yeah, without question.
No. Okay, yeah, I'm getting on there right now. Hey, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Oh, yeah. Good morning. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Time for Song of the Day. How does it work? Well, you get to vote and decide what song you should hear. Today's theme is songs that remind you of your first love, and this is how you get to vote. You can call in at 833-563-2539. You can text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you can vote on our Twitter poll. We give you three different ways to vote, and you can actually take part in all three. Radio Now, AM Show. So, I'll go first, and once again, the theme is songs that remind you of your first love. Now, I just remember 6th or 7th grade, and it's a really fun time. It's awkward because you got school dances, you're getting close, your body's going through changes, and you know, things happen when you touch. But this song, I think, still holds true to this day, but it's definitely a song that you probably remember back in the day dancing to with your first love, and that's KC and JoJo, All My Life.
And for you, the song I sing all my life.
Come on, come on.
I pray for someone like you. And I thank God
that I finally found you. Okay. I really honestly think that might get 100% of the vote.
100?
Like that was such a good song, guys.
It is a good song, but 100%? Come on now.
I think, okay, 98, because you guys would probably vote for yourself. But if you want to vote for that, 833-563-2539. You got a call. You can tweet on our Twitter poll. Just take a vote. Radio Now AM Show. Or text SONG. That's S-O-N-G. Save this number so it's easier every day. The number is 52140. Text song if you want to hear KC and JoJo All My Life. All right, Live the Web Girl, what yes. song do you have today?
Okay, so I have an old school Taylor Swift song because, I mean, what is more romance than that? And I would be in the car with my sister when I was in like 8th grade in my freshman year of high school, belting out to the words of this song, like literally tears down my face because of how just much it struck me. With this one boy that I was in love with named Michael Best. Shout out
Michael
Best.
He was Michael Worst at the end.
Yeah. But this is the song.
His sister's beautiful. He has his father's eyes. Maybe you ask me if I love him. I'd like.
How young were you when you loved Michael Good or Michael Wright?
Michael Best. Best. From the years like 7th grade to like junior year in high school.
That's a significant amount of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's bad. All right, embarrassing.
Now, producer Pork Chop is in Nashville, Tennessee. We will check in with them, but Elliot King, who's filling in today, hanging out, do you have a song? The category, once again, are songs that remind you of your first love. And by the way, I'm all over the map. If you want to vote for Liv's song, I'd Lie by Taylor Swift, all you got to do is call 833-563-2539. Vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. But Elliot, hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Do you have a song? Do you want to be part of this?
Yeah. So, first love, right?
Yeah, like songs that remind you of your first love.
Okay, because I was thinking Halsey, Bad at Love, but that kind of applies to like all my loves. So like first, second, third, fourth.
Current.
I'm just not good at that.
Yeah.
But my first one, I had some, it didn't end well.
Okay.
So I had a few choice words for that particular ex, so I decided to go with this song.
You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. Hey. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable.
Oh, wow.
So it starts off with, you know, you little female dog.
Yes.
You can't mess with me. So,
yes.
You know, I have some, you know, stored up resentment towards that person.
And those red bottoms look incredible on you. What size are those?
Yeah, because I also do some retail therapy after a breakup. You know, go buy something
for
myself.
Doesn't everyone.
Right?
Doesn't everyone.
That's how I feel about my first love.
Okay, if you want to vote for Elliot King's song right there, Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, songs that remind you of your first love, here's how you do it. You call us right now. The phone lines are open, 833-563-2539. Vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or text SONG to 52140. And a quick reminder of all the songs that you can choose and vote on right now. I, Joe, had KC and JoJo All My Life. Liv had Taylor Swift, I'd Lie. And Elliot King had Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Ooh. Wow, what a day it is. Hey, Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're doing Song of the Day, and the theme are songs that remind you of your first love, which could be bad. or it could be an amazing thing. Hopefully it was good. Now, we are going to remind you, now that voting is closed, of all the songs that you could have heard this morning and could have voted for. For example, this is my song. Pray for someone like you. That was Casey and JoJo, All My Life. What a great song that was. Then we had Live the Web Girl with little Taylor Swift ditty, I'd Lie.
If you ask me if I love him, I'd lie.
Because she loved her little boy. What was his name again? Johnny
Michael,
B. Good?
No. Michael Best.
Best, okay. Sorry.
There were actually two Michael Best in my high school.
What?
Well, no, not two.
Brothers?
There was one Michael Best in my high school, and then another Michael Best went to the all-boys school.
Oh, dang.
And the all-boys school, Michael Best was one that I liked, but everyone in my high school referred to him as like, oh, you know, like the Olivia Caris. Michael Best. Like, you know, the one that she's obsessed with?
The
and
one
I was
that
like,
goes
this
with
is
Liv.
So embarrassing.
Wow, okay. And then finally you had Elliot King filling in for Porkchop, who's in Nashville, Tennessee today. He was in that Blanco Brown music video shoot. We'll check in with him later. He went with a very interesting song, Bodak Yellow by Cardi B.
You can f*** with me if you wanted to.
No, you can't.
These expensive. These is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes.
All right. Not what you think of when it comes to love, but Live the Web Girl's tallying up the votes from your text at the word song to 52140. The tweets that you sent us on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM show, and the phone calls that you gave us at 833-563-2539. Liv, are you still calculating?
I'm ready.
Ooh.
It was so extremely close between the second and the third place because Joe won by a landslide.
Really?
Yes, you did.
Oh my gosh. All right, here you go, guys. We all love this song. Songs that remind you of your first love. Thank you for your votes. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's Casey and JoJo, All My Life. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, Song of the Day. Oh, come on, guys. That is the best Song of the Day winner today. Thank you for your votes. Casey and JoJo, All My Life. I hate to ask, but Live the Web Girl, have you ever heard of that song before?
I have, actually. I remember hearing it when I was really little when my sisters would play it.
Every time, Ellie, she's like, I never heard of that song before.
All my life.
Hey.
I pray for someone. Sorry.
That's good.
Like
I didn't mean to stop
rendition.
You singing. I was just saying, hey, we appreciate you DMing us, Radio Now AM Show, and giving us more ideas of what we should do, like for themes for Song of the Day, besides like, you know, hey, how about artists that begin with the letter B?
Right.
Like, if you could give us some more help than that, that'd be dope. Just send us a DM so we can get some more themes going. Our brains are kind of busted. Radio Now AM Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we get to share some of the things we're into, and maybe there's something that you're into. Why don't you share it with us? Send us a DM, and we can share it with everybody else so they can check it out. Radio Now AM Show on Instagram.
I'm into it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so
Now, I want to kick it off with what I'm into because I like to drink. I like to have a good time. And this is a really tasty drink. And it's actually made here in Indiana where we're based out of. We're also on the air in Houston. But this is an awesome drink. But here's the thing. Like, did you know until Post Malone came out with his one song, I think it was Wow or whatever it was, where he talked about LaCroix?
Yes.
I used to say LaCroix. I swear to God.
I know you did because I've corrected you like 83 times on air.
So I want to preface this where I had people tell me the name of this brand when I met the guy.
Yeah.
And I had our other buddy, Blaze, tell me about this too, but I'm just afraid right now that I'm going to mess it up. So, no insults wanted, none intended, but here we go. It's a really good drink. It's called Jetchi.
Jetchi juice?
Yeah.
I think that's how it is. It's like jet without a T, they say, and then chi, like, ooh, I found my inner chi.
Yeah.
Find your chi. So, Jetchi juice, and it's spelled J-E-C-H-I juice if you're looking for it. And I guess the way they describe it, I describe it as really tasty, but it's a tropical cocktail, they say, with a dark twist, created for anybody that likes a strong drink with a sweet flavor. Hands in the air right there.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It was invented, I guess, in Bloomington, Indiana. It's a big, big place right there for IU.
Yeah.
Party school, so you're having a good time. By this guy named CJ with Jetchi Entertainment. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. Sorry, CJ. At least I got your name right. And I guess he's been working on this recipe for a year to have this fruity cocktail, and it's got a bit of a kick, and it's really good. Now, here's the thing. I'm recommending it, but you can't get it in stores, but you actually can try it this weekend. There's going to be a little cocktail party, Juiced Up. They're having a day party. It's taking place this Sunday, so if you're in Indiana, you're going to be able to at least check this out. Or you can fly in from Houston.
Yeah.
Sunday, August 18th. The address is 416 East Wabash Street. General admission tickets, $10, but here's where you step your game up. You get general admission with unlimited drinks, that's just $25.
Dang, get all the jetchy juice you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, I feel like Little John is saying in the song, like, the jetchy juice!
It'll be a song.
Exactly, so you check that out. And a reminder, we'll put a swipe up link, so I'll give it to Liv and she can put a link up to the ticket so you can find out more about it to go there.
Nice.
Let's see here. Who would like to go first? Because we got Elliot hanging out and we got Liv.
I say Elliot, you go.
All right, okay. Elliot first. King, what are you into? It can be anything.
Yeah, it's this app. It's called Insight Timer. It helps you with a lot of stuff. Like, I personally use it for, like, different things. I struggle with depression and mental health and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it also helps with, like, sleep. Gives you, like, talks with, about overeating, anxiety, any kind of, like, thing you're battling. It's got, like, meditations for that to help
Ooh.
You with that. So not only is there meditations, but there's, like, different, like, podcasts and, like, TED Talks. So, like, whatever issue you're having, like, saying you need self-confidence boost.
Yeah.
Saying you're about to be, you're going through pregnancy.
Guilty.
Yeah.
All kinds of issues, whatever you're dealing with. And I used it mostly for sleep and then depression. But, like I said, there's topics from, like, anything you can think of is going to help you out with.
What's it called again?
It's called Insight Timer.
Dude, like, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Like, for being open about, like, depression and all those other things. But I felt like you were talking to me minus the pregnancy part. Like, I think that's a really useful app. All right, we'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, for you to check that out. And Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
So I'm into this song. It's called Stronger by this guy named Ziggy Alberts. I mean, it just slaps. It makes me jam out in my car. It's so good.
And really, we don't need much. Really, we just need us to learn about trust. Then the baggage will never be heavy any of those ways.
That's a dope song right there. Oh, wow.
Did you just not get goosebumps all over your body? Because I did.
Well, it's cold in the studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a little chilly in here. That could have been the reason why.
Okay. No, the song is great.
All right, cool.
Is good.
We have swipe up links so you can check out all those things that we're into. And like, if you have something too, why don't you DM us so we can maybe mention it next week. Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Anne Hathaway was in an interview and she talked about falling in love at a very early age.
I was 3 and I fell deeply in love with someone who I don't want to say his name because he's got his own life now and I'm very happy for him. But he loved me back and we were engaged. Yeah, no, it didn't work out.
Obviously.
It didn't work out. I thought that was so cute and also, like, very relatable. Jay-Z is teaming up with the NFL for a music and social justice campaign. The partnership is with his Roc Nation company, where Jay-Z will be the league's live music entertainment strategist, including working together on league's Inspire Change activism campaign. Last year, Jay-Z called the NFL out, dissing the league in a song called Ape Crap, where he rhymed about turning down the Super Bowl halftime show to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. The rule will make Jay a consultant for the actual show he publicly rejected just last year.
We're one step closer, maybe, to seeing Jay-Z at the Super Bowl.
As for the Inspire Change Initiative, it was created earlier this year to create positive change in communities across the country. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best are now under federal indictment for tax evasion and fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office claims that Todd and Julie fraudulently obtained millions of dollars in loans and cheated taxpayers by actively evading federal taxes on the money they earned. According to the indictment, Todd allegedly worked with a partner to make it look like one of his bank accounts had $4 million when they actually didn't even have an account at the bank at the time.
That's a lot, like not 400 or 4,000.
Right. $4 million.
Dang.
The feds claim Julie fabricated multiple financial documents by physically cutting and gluing or taping them together. I mean, this is not a science project.
Impressive.
According to the indictment, Todd allegedly told someone he was working with to find a crooked accountant. The TV stars claim the financial crimes are actually carried out by a former employee without their knowledge, and Todd claims that person has been stealing money from the family. I mean, this case is just going to be hilarious and entertaining. I'm here for it. According to a Swedish lawyer, ASAP Rocky is not required to be present when the court publishes his verdict today in the assault case that led to him sitting in jail for 5 weeks. If he is found guilty, Rocky would face a deadline to return to Sweden and serve any prison term. If he is sentenced to prison, the 5 weeks he spent in jail would be deducted from his sentence.
He's not going back to Sweden.
Well, we'll see. If the judge rules Rocky must serve more time, he would have to return to Sweden on his own or become a fugitive.
He's not going back to Sweden,
Prosecutors in Sweden have recommended Rocky spend 6 months behind bars.
He's not going back. You think if he's found guilty, he's like, all right, let me fly there. I'll be there in a few hours. He's going to be a fugitive? Yes. What, Sweden going to come to America? Get out of here.
Maybe.
Yeah, they don't want this
I don't know.
Take all your fish. What is your vacation disaster? What happened? What went wrong? I mean, now with everything happening the past year or so with people dying in different places, you know, with alcohol being tampered with. The place I go to every couple of years with my wife's family in Costa Rica, not the exact location, but Costa Rica now has had 19 people die from alcohol, like being tampered with. I'm like, well, you guys have fun there. No way, Jose. I'm going to stay here and just be a bum. That could be a vacation disaster, but maybe nobody has to get sick and die for it to be bad. 833-563-2539. Would you call in and share with us your story or maybe somebody you know what happened, what went wrong on their vacation? Liv the Web Girl was saying, man, I don't even know if anybody that does call in can beat what happened. What's your story?
Okay, so it was my junior year in college. We went down to Panama for spring break, and it was the first night we had arrived there. The first day, we instantly just start pounding the drinks. You know how you do when you're on spring break.
Yeah, you got to get loosey-goosey.
Yeah, we were just partying in the condo on the beach that we were staying at.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, around like 4 or 5 p.m., we get a knock at the door. And my friend is like, opens up the door and he's dancing, got his Hawaiian shirt on with the drink in the hand. He's like, hey guys, like, what's up? What can we do for you? And they're like, hi, like, we were just wondering if you would mind if we just walked around the house. Our son passed away here a year ago today when he was on spring break with his friends. And we just want to walk around the house like one last time to just see if we can like find anything and, you know, see if we can just have like a little vigil on the beach because he, you know, did LSD and was last seen on camera taking off all of his clothes, putting them in the dumpster next to the house. And running straight into the beach and was never seen again.
Oh my gosh. They dropped that on you?
They dropped that on us. We are all browned out, hammered, and they just drop that on us. And then they proceed to go and have a vigil on the beach for like the next 3 hours right in front of our house. So like that's all we're looking at.
Are they setting off the whole night? Those lanterns and stuff in the sky too?
They're not setting out lanterns, but they do have candles. They all have candles lit. And then one of my friends like walked down there and was like, and then started having a heart to heart with the dad. But the rest of the week, we could not shake this, that this had happened on the very first night in a year ago. To that day, someone had died at that location, another college student.
And we were just like,
oh my God. We could not believe it.
833-563-2539. What's the worst thing that happened on your vacation? I mean, obviously you feel bad and you have sympathy for them, but it's so sad. Like, that hit you the first day?
The very first day.
Now, for me, I had an incident that happened where I was... I think we were three. This has happened twice. I'm really bad with my wallet. Everybody makes fun of it, but I need to have one of those wallets with a chain on it, like
I'm a biker
or something, because otherwise I lose my wallet. What happened with me one time with my buddies, Adam and Kevin, we were doing a bro trip. And when I lived in Michigan, we were going to go drive. We were going to go to Boston to see the Red Sox take on the Tigers. So I'm a Tigers fan.
Uh-huh.
We were going to go check out like the Sam Adams Brewery. We were going to head down to Nashville, Tennessee to go check out, you know, just the whole music scene down there. there. We're going to do some hillbilly like catfishing, some noodling where you catch it with your fish with your hand.
Oh, man.
We were just doing all kinds of bro stuff. Wow. And it was going to be great. We were going to camp and fish, see Niagara Falls along the way. Mm-hmm. And 4 hours into the trip, when we were leaving New York, my wallet fell out of my pocket at a rest stop. New York State trooper called me. I ignored it because it's an unknown number. He's like, hey, Joe, I've got your ID here at the post. So we're 4 hours away. We had to turn 4 hours back. Lost the entire day of our trip.
Oh, my gosh. So could you do, like, anything?
I had to because all my money, like, we all owed, like, a third each. All my money was cash, and I had, like, $700 cash. Thank God nobody took a penny out of there because that was, like, my entire life savings.
And that's before Venmo, too.
Yep, this is way back in the day.
Oh, no. Yeah. That is awful. I would be so mad if I was your friend.
Yeah, that's an example of a vacation disaster. Let's go to Alyssa this morning, 833-563-2539. Hey, Alyssa, thanks for calling in. What was your vacation disaster? What happened?
So whenever I was like 12 or 13, we took a girls' trip. It was me, my mom, my sister, and my aunt, who actually found out she was pregnant whenever we got home. And we went to Disney World. So we pay for the flight and all of that. We get there. Everything's all fine. We go to wake up in the morning to go to actually, like, Disney, and a hurricane came.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, Hurricane Charlie, but I don't remember. But all I remember is we literally, like, got into the parking lot because my mom was like, well, they said it's not going to be that bad today. Like, it's going to start, like, tonight. So we're just going to stay for the day and then fly home. Well, obviously, that wasn't going to work because the airport was shut down. And Disney World closed while we were at the gate. And we had to rent this god-awful car and drive all the way back to Indiana.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds absolutely miserable.
And you probably didn't get a refund or anything, did you?
No.
Oh, man. Come on, Nikki, hook a sister up.
Oh, my gosh.
Alyssa, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539 with your vacation disaster. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling us. What was the disaster? What happened on vacation?
So I convinced everybody in my family, my brothers, their respective girlfriends, their families, my parents, to all go to this little beach resort in Florida a few years ago in St. Petersburg. And we get there the first day, and it's beautiful. And then for the rest of the week while we're there through New Year's, it proceeds to be the coldest it's been in Florida for the past 90 years. So cold that the little cabins that we rented don't have heat. So the people who own the cabins had to run and go grab us little space heaters. And
see, Tony, you and Liv are like, this sounds miserable. I like it cold. I'm like, hell right, it's a high of 50 in Florida. This is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like my absolute worst nightmare. I'm thinking I'm going to go and be warm the entire time, and then I'm actually just freezing without no heat.
It could be worse, though. But, Tony, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Kate this morning. Kate, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What was your vacation disaster?
So, again, all these vacation disasters are happening in Florida, and that's no exception with mine.
All right, good. So keep it going.
We went to Florida for spring break, and we check into the hotel in Clearwater Beach, and they tell us that the fire alarms are going off all the time because all the spring breakers are just pulling pranks, and, you know, it's ridiculous. Okay, fine, whatever. So the first couple of days, the fire alarms are going off nonstop. We ignore it, whatever. The third day, it goes off around 3 a.m., and we were like, really? And it was a huge group of my family, like probably 20 of us. And my aunt is pounding on the door like the police, and there's an actual real fire in the basement. So it was like one of those legit, we had to crawl out of the hotel on our hands and knees, and smoke was everywhere. And it was insane. It was, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, Kate, it sounds like your vacation was lit.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Hey, thank you, Kate, for calling into Joe on the Radio Now Morning
Show. That is insane. That's like my biggest fear too, especially when they're like, oh, like the smoke detector is broken, but like who cares? When will we ever need that? Well, they actually needed it.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much for your calls. We'll put this up on Facebook. We would love to hear more of your vacation disasters. Not that we're happy they happen, but glad to hear we're not alone with that. Trying to do the two-step in cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with me to hold down and get into it. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We got myself, Joe. We got Liv the Web Girl. We got Elliot King holding it down for producer Pork Chop, who is in Nashville, Tennessee. At least that's where we saw him last night on our Instagram. I don't even know. Is he there? Hey, good morning. Is this Pork Chop?
Hey, 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 what up, man?
What up, my man? How are you doing? It sounds like you had some moonshine last night.
Dude, I had so much fun last night. It was seriously so amazing.
All right, well, then tell everybody about it. Like, how'd this whole thing get started, and where are you at? What happened?
All right, so right now I'm like an hour east of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's because Blanco Brown was filming his music video for The Get Up last night, and I was in it. So basically, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I noticed it said Blanco Brown posted something, and it said, hey, if you want to be in my music video, email these people and see if they write you back. So I emailed them, and they wrote back, and they were like, yeah, come be in our video.
All right. Did anybody else email, or are you the only one on set?
No. I mean, like, I would say there was about maybe 100 people there.
Wow.
There was a lot of TikTok artists. You know what? Here, hold on. Let me start from the top. First things first, you guys are going to be so mad at me.
Why?
Remember how I was supposed to rent a car?
Yeah, because yes. Your car has like 300,000 miles, and it's like one hill away from breaking down.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I chickened out. Well, actually, I was going to rent a car, but then they were like, oh, yeah, we need a $200 security deposit plus the $70. And I was like, man, I'm not spending $270. So I said a prayer, and I left, and I took my car.
Wow.
Were you ever scared driving down there in that raggedy car of yours?
So Tennessee was fine, Indiana was fine, but in Kentucky, there are some hills. And,
yes.
You know, I tightened up a little a couple times, but I made it.
Mm.
When I hit Tennessee, there was a really, really bad thunderstorm last night. And it was so bad, there was like, I swear I was in the middle of a tornado or something.
I know,
like
he said that.
Trees were blowing sideways, and it was crazy. But anyways, so
I saw real quick, though, in one of your videos, I think it's up on our Radio Now AM show Instagram story, it was a deer blind, like from the woods, a deer blind blew onto the highway where he was at. Like it was in the slow lane.
Wow.
Like when you climb up 10 or 15 feet.
I texted that to you. I didn't put it on the Instagram, but I will. I can't.
Yeah, people need to see that because I'm like, wow, that thing's heavy. Those aren't meant to blow over.
No.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely crazy weather, but it was like perfect. So I got there an hour early, and then the weather cleared up, and it was just fine. I was one of the first ones there. And then we waited around quite a while because Blanco had been filming all day at other various locations.
Right.
Yeah, it was supposed to start at 6, but we didn't start filming till like 7, and in Tennessee, the sun goes down at 7:30, so we had 30 minutes of, like, sunlight.
Oh, no.
So, oh, my gosh.
But while we were waiting, it was so cool, because there was, like, a bunch of TikTok art, like, what would you call them, influencers there?
Yeah, they're on the app TikTok. People know them. They're, like, TikTok stars, like a Vine
basically
star,
a new,
Instagram.
The new Vine stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's this guy named, I forget his last name, it's Michael something, but anyways,
Scott?
He posted... Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, he posted a video of doing Blanco Brown's dance, and that got 65 million views.
Good.
And Blanco Brown's own song only got 30 million views, so he invited him out into the video. So anyway,
wow.
These kids were there, like, just doing their TikTok stuff, and then finally it got time to start, and when we started filming, it all happened so fast. Basically, we were in literally the mountaintops of Tennessee. We were in this huge open pasture with green rolling hills. The sun was perfectly setting, and there was a bunch of like cow poop in the field. Like, they're big, and you got to watch out for them because like your kids were stepping in them.
Oh.
Anyways, this one little girl. No joke, this one little girl fell in one. I swear she was the same size as it.
I would have lost my mind. Wait, so... Pork Chop, do you need an agent now? Like, are you getting an agent? Are you going to leave us for, like, the big screen? Like, are you just going to be super famous?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, I was trying to... You know, I was doing my networking and seeing if anyone was, you know, liked my stuff. But, no. So, here, I'm going to tell you real quick how the filming went. So first they had us all run up the hill, and then they filmed that. And then at the top of the hill, we did the dance like 5 times. And then we ran down the hill right as the sun was setting. And, yo, I swear I was like one of the only ones that really knew the dance very well.
Oh, so you might get a close-up.
Maybe. So, I mean, Blanca Brown went around, and the camera went around. Like I said, there's about 100 people, and we only did it 5 times. So there was one part where the camera did come really, really close to me. But for the most part, I feel like I should be in the video because they were always asking people to spread out. And, like, no one was doing a real good job of spreading out, like, except me, because I know how to listen to rules. So
Pork Chop was so far spread out, he was, like, on another hillside.
Yeah, he's in a different zip code.
Yeah, he's not even in it. He's like, well, they told me to. All right, now, was it pretty, like, VIP style? Like, it looked like they catered it. What did they cater it with?
Yeah, they bought, like, 100 pizzas. From Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I read it.
Nice.
Nice.
Woo.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. Took a picture with him. I posted it on, like, all the Instagrams. So if you follow anything, Radio Now AM Show or me, a producer Pork Chop, you could see some stuff.
Wait, so now when are you coming home? Because this is what I'm scared about. I don't want your car to break down.
Yeah.
Can
you come home?
So here's the thing. If I took a rental car, obviously I would have had to have it back by a certain time. But since I took my own car, I think I want to check out downtown Nashville real quick because I've never been there.
Oh,
and then
man.
I was thinking of driving back a little later.
That means I'm going to have to be here tomorrow again.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right. Did they give you any idea when the video will be finalized and cut and, like, distributed for everybody to see?
You know, that would have been a great question to ask, but I did not ask that. My guess is I bet a week because, I mean, the song is getting big right now in the country charts and the top 40 charts, so it'd be a great time to release the video.
All right. Well, Pork Chop, we're so proud of you. You're still scaring Liv and I that you drove your car and didn't get that rental because, God, I hope it makes it back.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right. Producer Pork Chop could be in the next viral video right there. Blanco Brown, the get up. Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. See you in a few hours. Skip Nashville. Just come home immediately. That is so cool, though, man. I bet he had a blast doing that. That was so fun.
I know. Fun. That would have been such a unique experience.
I would have, like, been so nervous. I'm like, wait, you want me to run up a hill? You know what? I don't think I need to be in this music
can
video.
Can we CGI that, actually?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. That's a hard no for me. Hey, good morning. Gonna have a good day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show because, well, Liv and I are taking part in a contest. It's a celebrity, which we are not celebrities, but whatever. Celebrity milking competition in Indiana. It's the Indiana State Fair is happening right now, and it's the farm day. So, does anybody listening, can you help us out and give us advice over the phone at 833-563-2539 on how exactly do you milk a cow?
And I also want to know, just like, how do we react to the cows? I've never been close to a cow in my entire life, and I kind of look at them as like mini celebrities, and I just like don't know what I should do. Like, do they not like loud noises? Can I pet them? Where should I pet them?
Now, I was watching a YouTube video and I sent it to Liv. What did you think of the video?
I didn't watch. I didn't get a video.
Liv, I sent a video to you, Dustin, who does afternoons on Radio Now here in Indy. Yeah, you never get emails.
Oh wait, I'm looking at my sent emails.
See, there
that's
we go.
Why she didn't
okay,
get it.
Well, I'm gonna play it because obviously you haven't seen it. There was this guy; he's a real life farmer,
okay. And
he talks about how to milk a cow. But I would love for you to call in and give us more advice because we've got to win this competition. We didn't come here to come in second place. Here's how you milk a cow, according. To this dude, let's see here.
First off, you can't just sit underneath the cow. She's all full of milk. You don't just start yanking and pulling because you got to relax her. Now, farmers call that letting the milk down.
Okay, letting the milk down. We got to let the milk down. Okay.
You ever see a baby come up? First thing they do, get in there with their nose and start poking and prodding.
So do I then use mine? That's what I'm asking. If you actually work like on a farm or something like that, do I just put my nose in like a baby calf would?
You cannot pay me enough money on this planet to put my nose and nestle it up underneath a cow.
Well, listen, you entered the competition. We got to do what it takes to do it correctly.
I will find another way.
That's just nature's way to tell her to relax these muscles. Real strong animal. So now this is the first milking of the day, and she's almost ready.
Okay, so we got to help her relax those muscles. So let's see what else he has to say about how to milk a cow.
Take your thumb and first finger. In TV or in the movies, you see him yanking and pulling. That's not how you milk a cow. That's just going to give you stretched out udders, okay?
Well, I don't want to stretch out the udders.
No, that sounds very scary.
So what he's doing, it's like you got to imagine you put like a high five up, and you take like your four fingers together and your thumbs, and you kind of bring them in like where the thumbs touch the rest of the fingers.
Yeah.
But he's kind of saying like down. I guess that's how you kind of put your fingers around it, just trying to visualize it for you.
You do realize we're going against each other.
Yeah,
I'm going to whoop your butt.
Yeah, listen, if that's the case, I can take a second place finish to somebody on the show.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lose to other TV or radio people out there. Like, we came here to win.
Got to represent.
Okay, I get that.
All right.
Now clamp it off here. Now, this is right below the udder, kind of right at the very bottom of the udder before the teat here. Now, that traps the milk so it can't go back up into the udder.
Okay, because see, that's important because you might be thinking you're doing it, but the milk could shoot back up into the udder. You don't want that.
That sounds so painful.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying it doesn't hurt him.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, instead of pulling down, I just kind of squeeze. That's the very first one, so she just kind of gets slow. Now, watch how she starts to loosen up, and then that milk just starts flowing.
Oh.
Now, see, and that's what we want.
833-563-2539.
Any milking advice you got for us? Now, here he is. Listen to this go. This is him, like, starting out slow, and he opens up the milk like the Nile. Like, it just, it comes out like a river. Check this out.
So this is the way we used to do it, okay?
Listen to that flow.
I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, isn't she sweet? All right.
Okay, I came to win today at the Indiana State Fair. I want to win this milking competition and represent for Radio Now.
I am actually terrified now. I'm scared.
Madison, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, do you know anything about milking?
I do.
All right.
How?
Oh, wow. Then you're just who we need to talk to.
Yeah.
What do we got to do here? Because apparently you don't grab the udder and yank down. That's just like out of TV and cartoons. You're supposed to do it differently.
No, you need to be nice to the cow puppies. So definitely the whole thumb finger into that area right there where the skin meets. And then you want to work the milk down, just like they were saying earlier. It's not hard. Don't be scared. It actually is helpful for the cows because it's releasing all that pressure.
Okay, so we're helping them. Now, they mentioned with the baby calves how they go up there and they kind of nudge with their nose. We need to loosen up the sack, the udders, or what's it called? The milk sack. We need to slap. It's like, Liv, you should be good at this. You played slap the bag in college. Like, it's the same thing. Like,
should I just go up and slap it? I honestly am thinking about bringing a battery-operated boyfriend and just sticking it underneath there and letting it kind of work out
okay,
the milk sack.
Okay, well, that's a little bit too much. I don't think that's allowed in competition. Madison, any other advice you would give to us?
Just stay calm. You got this.
Can they smell fear?
Yes.
They can?
What?
No, okay. I was going to say, I'm so scared.
All right.
No, they're like big puppies, I promise.
Oh, big puppies.
Fine, and you're helping the big cow puppy, I promise.
So just to make sure I understand this, like I really want to kind of roll down from like when I'm pinching it, I want to go from my pointer finger, middle ring, down to the pinky, just like...
Yep, you're just one fluid motion.
All right, I think I can do that. I honestly think that that's something that I could do, and I do quite well. This is me later.
All right, we'll be rooting for you there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Madison, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've heard enough of that, I think. Yeah.
Are we going to do this, though? Are we going to win?
You sound prepared.
You
did a lot of research.
You're going to win.
Liv might pass out before she even makes it to the cow.
That's true.
All right, wish us luck today, and we go try to pull on those udders and get some milk out. Joe's Journey here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and just coming out the gate... No weight loss, no change, no surprise. I walked a lot. 5 out of 7 days last week, one of my goals is each day is to get in 10,000 steps. I did that, but I ate like crap. I don't want to get into too many details with stuff, but I've got work things that are stressing me out and issues like behind the scenes. None of you guys, but just things that are on my mind that I'm worried about that are not resolved. I've got personal things like just family stuff, worrying about my mom and my grandma. And just in general, we all have life stresses. I mean, it's not like I'm the only one, boo-hoo.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I did exercise. I hung out with Pork Chop, my buddy Chad, and we did a lot of disc golf. I was sweaty, guys. Nasty.
Yeah, we saw videos on our Instagram story.
Did you kind of feel awkward? You're like, I shouldn't look at him this way, but man, it's glistening.
Nope. I never had one thought of that, actually. I said, I shouldn't look at this way because I shouldn't throw up every time I see him.
Okay, now you're just overreacting. You obviously had some feelings. It's cool. We're coworkers, though. It can't go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no.
And I'm married. But I ate like crap. I feel like crap. It's obvious, but I'm really struggling to find the motivation just to get there and do it. I've done it twice in my life, and I go in this perpetual circle of I don't mind working out, even though everybody knows I'm a fat guy, and I'm like, well, I'm 388. That's where I was last week and this week too. I'm almost 400 pounds. But like, I don't mind moving. I love physical activity. I love sports. I'm just really slow at it. But the eating, I cannot get in. I can't get in my zone. And I have all the tips, the tricks, the plan, the strategy. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be given to me that I don't know or haven't been afforded. But I don't know, guys.
You just can't get your eating under control.
No, because I was telling my therapist, it's like my dad was an alcoholic, and he drank to deal with his anxiety and stress. And the more I realize as I get older, I'm like, holy crap, I have so much like my dad, and I'm slowly probably killing myself by being this overweight. It's not good for the years I'm taking off my life with the pressure on my heart and all the other things like that. But if I was an alcoholic like my dad was with my anxiety, how bad it's been recently, I think I would have drank myself to death. Like, I definitely would have, like, had alcohol poisoning.
Right.
Now, I haven't died from being overweight and eating all this food for stress and happiness and loneliness, but I definitely know that it's slowly killing me. And I don't know, it's weird. I'm saying that, but like, I'm trying. Like, today I woke up in a really good mood, and I feel so cheesy. I'm not knocking if you do. I'm just saying this is how I feel with it. Trying to be positive. Like, I changed up my Instagram feed. I unfollowed some people, which God love them. I wish them well. But I can't have that negativity in my life.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And it's nothing against them. But it's like, and it could be anything. Whatever's just not positive, you got to get that out of your life. And I did that on all my social media yesterday and started following positive things.
You are in control of the positivity and the negativity in your life. If you are following people who might not even be negative, but they make you think negative thoughts, they make you question yourself or anything like that, you have the unfollow button, you have the mute button, you are in control of what you see on that feed every single day, every time you look at that. And the same with an outlook on life. You might have to train your body to do it because it might not come natural, but even just the smallest things like, oh, I got a good parking spot. What a positive thing. Or, oh, it's sunny out. Like, what a positive thing. Finding those little things, you are in control of that. It's just retraining your brain on how to do it. And I think, Joe, too, I think it first starts with breakfast. It starts with breakfast every single day. Because if you eat a good meal at breakfast, it's going to motivate you throughout the day to eat better.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what it comes down to in general in life, but breakfast especially, is prepared.
Yes.
Yeah,
like today,
prepared.
I wasn't prepared, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to go have to grab something at the gas station, which costs a lot of money, by the way, compared to shopping, and it's not the greatest. Let's go to Molly. Molly just called in real quick. Hey, Molly, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What did you want to say for Joe's journey?
No problem. I was just calling to see if you've ever heard of the ketogenic diet or like a low-carb lifestyle.
I have. I think Dustin, who does afternoons here on Radio Now in Indy, I think he does that. He just likes to eat a lot of bacon, like that.
He's keto.
Okay, and here's my thing. Not knocking it. Whatever works for somebody works. Works for him. That guy's nice and lean. And I know people have lost a lot of weight. I tried it, Liv. Remember I did keto?
Yes.
And not saying it doesn't work, but for me, I don't know what the heck my long-term, real-life, non-diet lifestyle solution is. I know that having fast food every meal like I do is not it. But that's the thing. Did you try it, Molly? Did it have any results for you?
So I've been doing it since January of last year, and I've lost 85 pounds.
Wow. Way to go, Molly.
Okay.
And I was in the same boat as you. I've done everything. I've done everything. And that was the first thing I ever felt worked for me. It was easy, and it's easy to stick to if you just substitute things.
I love that, Molly. Okay. Hey, you know what? Reach out to me on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, or if you want to follow me, my personal one is Joe Pesh Radio, because I'd love to talk to you more, too, and I'd actually like to have you on the air more, because one thing I want to take Joe's journey, not just about me, because there's going to be a struggle up and down, and I want people to actually like not give up on my journey, but I want other people like you, Molly, to inspire people, because whether you realize it or not, at least me, hopefully one other person listening right now, Molly, is inspired, and we don't even know your whole story, but I'd love for you to DM us and reach out, because I'd like to have you on the show again.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you so much, and good luck with your journey as well.
All right, awesome. So, Liv, how's your journey going?
Liv's
gluten journey.
My gluten journey, not great. I must have accidentally eaten gluten or dairy at some point between, like, Sunday and Monday, because yesterday was very rough.
Oh, no.
Very rough on my body.
And that's how we conclude Joe's journey before today. We'll give you an update this time next week.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have been separated for months now, but Miley isn't planning to file for a divorce anytime soon. A source said they are having a break right now because they needed it. It was a bad situation with a lot of disagreements. They both agreed it's better to spend some time apart, but this doesn't mean that their relationship is completely over. The source also said that Miley and Liam haven't completely ruled out a reconciliation.
Isn't it so funny
down the line
that I can say the word? No, if I was trying to read the card, like, reconciliation.
A reconciliation down the line. Cara Delevingne is Marie Claire's September cover girl for the annual Obsession issue. The 27-year-old model bears all in the spread and opens up about acting, her sexuality, her new relationship with Ashley Benson, and her thoughts on the ongoing Harvey Weinstein case.
Wait, does she show toes?
She might show toes.
Okay.
I'm not into toes, but some people are.
She said, I spent years denying my attraction to women because I didn't want to feel different, even though from an early age, I always felt I didn't belong. The whole idea of gender is so fixed. I just want to, like, explode it. I'm not non-binary, but I feel as much as a man as I am a woman. She said that her and her girlfriend, Ashley Benson, from Pretty Little Liars, weren't looking for it. It really was just very authentic and natural how their relationship came to be. She said Ashley's one of the people who helped her love herself when she needed it the most. Now, regarding Harvey Weinstein and that whole case, she says that she didn't realize Weinstein had sexually harassed her until women started coming forward. And she was like, oh my God, that means I was abused. I don't think he'll ever repay what he's done. That's what she says about him.
I agree with her. I don't think he will either.
Absolutely not. Cardi B posted a clip on her Instagram of her interviewing Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
All right, we get it. You don't like Bernie Sanders. You don't got to cough.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about some hot topics.
I just felt like no matter how many jobs I get, I wasn't able to make ends meet. Like, I wasn't able to pay my rent, get transportation, and eat.
That is an excellent and important question.
But he didn't answer it right there.
Well, later.
Yes, I can't believe later. We cut out the part where he replied with, first of all, he's like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, dang, Bernie, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, the full video is on her Instagram. I mean, it's super long, but I thought it was super interesting how she's actually sitting down with the candidates because we always see her going off on these rants and stuff about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bella Thorne is making her directorial debut with an adult film for the site Pornhub. The former Disney store was at the helm of the X-rated movie titled Her and Him, which she describes as a beautiful, ethereal film. Thorne says the movie explores this relationship between a male and a female in this fight over dominance. She added, the process of shooting was quite interesting because we had a real life, you know, flipping pancakes on set, which I never had shot before at all. It is quite a fun environment. Okay, that's what I expect Bella Thorne to be doing nowadays. So I guess that's happening. Khalid has released details about a special benefit concert he's putting on. And it'll be on September 1st at El Paso's Don Haskins Center in honor of those lost in the El Paso, Texas shooting earlier this month. A gunman killed 22 people and injured 24 at the Walmart store in Khalid's hometown of El Paso. He posted, I want to give back to my community of El Paso, the city of the 915, who has given me so much to me. Please come out and let's heal together through music while raising money to help those who need it. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. That is the garbage.
All right, Live the Web Girl. You okay over there? Is it a cough? What is it?
There's like something in the back of my throat like choking me.
Oh, no.
All right, well, then you go take care of that. There's actually some breaking garbage news, not even joking. ASAP Rocky has just been found guilty of assault in Sweden. We talked about that earlier in the garbage, but he's been spared jail time in Sweden. They say that, he's guilty, but there's going to be no jail time.
Oh, thank goodness.
Woo!
What take that.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get us back, huh? You thought you were going to take ASAP Rocky, Sweden?
Nope.
Not today. You get none. So we'll give you more of an update throughout the morning and, of course, tomorrow as things develop. But that is breaking news here. I love when that happens with the garbage. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Man, movies are iconic. One of the favorite things, whether you go to the theater or you watch it on Netflix or Hulu, or you steal your sister's friend's mom's HBO Go login and watch movies that way. I mean, I don't know who does that, but if you did, then you probably know some famous movie lines, and you can just say, oh, I know that movie just by hearing the quote. And that's what I want to see this morning. We have got quite the competition. We're going to put a bunch of people together and see who does the best. We got Liv the Web Girl. Good morning, Liv.
Good morning.
We've got Elliot King, who works here at Radio Now, but he's actually filling in again. He was here for a week or two when I was on vacation, and you're filling in for Porkchop, who's in Nashville, Tennessee. He's on his way back today. Elliot, hello.
What up? Yeah, just call me Uncle Fillin.
Okay, Uncle Fillin, we appreciate you. And Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right. I'm here live.
Oh, all right.
Joe, you got a good
ready.
Name, man.
He's ready.
You got a good name.
Yeah, I love the name, love the show. Good job, guys.
All right, thank you, my man. All right, we're going to see how we do here. I'll take turns. I'll go Liv, Elliot, Joe, and we'll see who gets the most right here and declare a winner.
Are you going to be in, like, character, like, saying, like, how they sounded in the movie, or are you just going to say it?
I think I'll do it after.
Okay.
I think I'll do it after to show how good I am at acting, but I think I'll do it kind of a very broad interpretation, basic B style. Okay.
So we just buzz in with our names?
No, I'm going to go to each person.
Oh, okay.
So, Liv, you're up first.
Okay.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Godfather!
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm going to make an offer he can't refuse.
You have to do that with your mouth?
Yeah.
That's okay. Kind of weird.
In your hand?
Yeah, yes, that was correct. All right, Elliot, here's your movie line. Give me the actual movie. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that was super easy, man.
Wow.
You're crushing stuff over here. Okay.
Thanks for giving me the easy one. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right, let's go to Joe this morning. Joe, may the force be with you.
Star Wars?
Dang, wow. Joe on the board. We got 1-1-1.
All right.
All right, next one, Liv.
Yes?
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Can we get a redo?
Can you do it in character?
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Okay, I want to say maybe it's from Inglourious Bastards.
We apologize for kids in the car that had to hear that word. No, it was not that movie. That was from, anybody know what it is?
I don't.
I have no idea.
Joe, do you know? Yeah, Joe.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, I refuse to see it.
Why?
Me too.
I don't do scary movies, man.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yes, Elliot.
All right.
We're on the same page.
All right, Liv missed it. Elliot, you could hop on the board and get a lead here with 2 points. Let's go with this one. Show me the money.
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
Dang there it, I love that movie.
All right, do it in character, Elliot.
Show me the money!
Yeah!
Do I need to take my pants off? Because he was naked in that scene.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
He was only wearing boxers.
To get a bonus point, yes.
All right.
Okay. No, okay. Whoa, dude. Okay, put it away. We took a point away.
Dang.
All right, now we're going to go to Joe. See if he can jump ahead of Liv, too. How about this one? Joe, the line is this. You can't handle the truth.
The one with Jack Nicholson. A Few Good Men. Oh. Few Good Men. Yes.
Yeah.
Got there.
There we go. Pulled that one out.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, is someone there Googling these for you?
Let me tell you. Don't be questioning my movie knowledge.
Oh.
I just have to work. I just got to work through it. You know, I got to work backwards.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all we do is work backwards on this show. All right. So this is the third round right here. And Liv, I think if you miss this, you're out.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Name that famous movie line. Like, what movie is that from? You're going to need a bigger boat.
Give me a second.
All right.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Two.
I'm going to guess Forrest Gump.
Not a bad guess.
Jenny, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, yeah, that shrimp boat.
Yeah,
what
Bubba Gump.
It?
No. Does anybody know what it was? Elliot or Joe in a buzz in for fun?
Is it Jaws?
Jaws.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are correct. Liv, you're eliminated.
I mean, Jaws, when did that come out? Like
you were
1992?
Dead. You were dead.
No, it was like 73, 80s. I think.
Or the first one?
Once again, like, your argument of like, well, if it's before my time, I don't know about it. It's like,
it's not an iconic stuff. What about a line from Mean Girls or a line from Inglourious Basterds? Like, that's all my time.
You only seen those two movies lately?
Yes, basically.
Well, hey, when you come up with a game and create it, we'll totally go by your rules. But for now, you're eliminated. So you continue tallying up between Elliot and Joe.
Okay.
Elliot, 3 for 3 right here, if you can do this one. Houston, we have a problem. Need that movie.
That's in a movie? That's like, pretty sure people have said that out of context.
Probably.
Come on, think about it.
Three.
Apollo 13.
There we go. All right, Joe, you need this one or Elliot's our winner. Are you ready?
Go.
There's no crying in baseball.
Oh, come on, A League of Their Own, filmed in Huntingburg, Indiana.
Hey.
All right, next one.
Uh-oh.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface.
That is correct.
I was going to say Terminator.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Joe, to stay alive, yo, Adrian.
Rocky!
I know
Yo,
that
Rocky!
One.
Okay. Elliot.
Yeah.
I feel the need for speed.
Isn't that just Need for Speed?
Is that your answer? I'll repeat it. I need the movie. This is the line. I feel the need for speed.
Oh, man. I'm going to say Need for Speed. The movie.
Joe,
I know it.
Joe, it doesn't give you the win, but do you know what it is?
Top Gun.
Yes.
Oh, dang it. I was going to say Fast and Furious.
Oh.
I had both of those on the list.
Yeah, then Charlie Puth comes in singing right after that. All right, Joe, listener Joe, for the win, tell me the movie from this movie line. I'm the king of the world.
Oh, Titanic?
We have a winner. Yes. And his name is Joe. Way to go, Joe.
Yeah,
go
on the go.
Yeah.
That's me. Let's go.
Yeah. There's nothing I fear. And I know that my heart will go on.
We'll stay forever.
Wow.
There's not much more to say except for that. That was really good.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, I kind of respect it, but it's like, bro, what did you think was going to happen? There's no way you'd really get away with this. A man was arrested after he got caught stuffing his pants.
What?
Now, this is different. Like, when I was in middle school, like, you know, like, I used to put a sock in my underwear, but
oh, my gosh.
But I don't think
that's so embarrassing.
Well, okay, I didn't go through puberty yet, Liv. Sorry. So I used to stock my, sock stuff my underwear. Okay. Elliot, don't look at me like you never did that.
I still do it.
Okay, good, good.
It's a regular practice.
Tube sock, or you go with, like, the ankle socks?
I get the quarter length.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to be, like, overdo it, because then they know it's not real. But this guy wasn't doing that. But he was stuffing some other things down his pants. What was he stuffing down his drawers? How about not one, but two propane bottles? Not like a huge giant tank, but like a small for like a little grill.
What?
Okay, well, here's why he was putting the propane in his pants. He also got a nice big chunk of sliced beef brisket. So
yum.
I assume.
Wait, that sounds so good.
Shut up.
I love brisket.
I want some of your pant
you
brisket,
like
baby.
Brisket?
Depending on who it is.
Okay.
Give me some of your pant brisket, baby. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. And yeah, while inside the Walmart, this happened in Nashville. Was this pork chop?
Yeah, this has pork chop's name written all over it. One, brisket, pork.
Yeah.
Okay, two. He's broke. He can't afford stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. Can't afford propane.
A cop was taking him to jail. The man tried kicking out the window of the police vehicle. That's when you just give up. He was spitting, at the cop and at the vehicle. His head was banging against the little thing that separated him. Well, the cops ended up getting him to jail, and they arrested him for theft. But, I mean, I guess they go together. Cause sometimes I'm like, why are you putting that down your pants? But it makes sense to have propane for the heat and the brisket.
Yeah, I mean, if he was wearing hammer pants, he could probably get away with it. But I don't. If
yeah, because those are
jeans,
so puffy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
So if your friend invites you over, like, hey, man, I got this new brisket recipe. What is it? Oh, they're boxer briskets. They're really good. I would just pass and say no. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy hump day. Going to be a good day. And nothing like love to really, you know, make things better than they were before. This couple, guys, is insane. And by that, they've been together for, to me, a long time. I come from a family where it's like, you know, you don't really stick together. There's a lot of divorces. But this couple, they got married at 19. They're both 87, so they've been together for 67 years.
Dang.
Oh, my God!
Can't wait for them to celebrate their 69th birthday
celebration.
That's going to be awesome. Now, real quick before I get into this, because it's a really cool news story about them, and they say that they have a secret to a happy marriage and something that they've been doing since they were 19.
Okay.
So all those years, they've done the same thing day after day after day. There are probably some thoughts of what they do, but do you guys have anybody in your family you can think of, maybe parents or grandparents, aunts or uncles, that have had a long relationship like that, like that many years, 67 years?
Anybody? Not that many years.
Like what? Like the wedding, 20 years. We have 20 years, 30
my
years.
My grandparents made it past 50 years, but
wow,
they are both now passed away.
Okay, they're not cheating though in the afterlife, are they? Are they still together?
Yeah, probably. They might be arguing,
yeah,
but they're still together.
That's impressive. 50 years, wow, Liv. That's really cool. What about you, Elliot?
Yeah, I don't know. I think my parents are in the 40 range.
Ooh.
Right now, currently.
My parents are in the high 30s. I think
maybe
38 years around there.
I mean, if they made it through you and your sisters, I think they'll stay together till they die.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we put them through it.
If that doesn't tear them apart,
yeah,
nothing will.
Right?
All right, well, check out this couple. It's so sweet. And I want to know at the end of this if you think it's cute or you'd be like, you know what? After the second day of this happening, we're not going to do it anymore.
Promise me we'll still be sweethearts after graduation day.
Every note and every outfit harmonized.
Well, my mother bought us matching t-shirts when we were in high school. I picked them out. And so we've matched ever since.
Okay, I just told you they've been together for 67 years. They've had matching outfits for 67 years.
What?
Day after day after day.
How?
Francis and Rosemary Klontz met in junior high in Auburn, Washington.
I thought she was the cutest little thing when she came into our town. By the time we were seniors, we started going together.
At 19 years old, they were married. Now, both 87 years young, Francis knows the term happy wife, happy life all too well, letting his bride of more than a half a century pick his outfits every day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
what do you think?
God.
Is that that's really cute to you, Liv?
That is so cute.
Stop it.
That is seriously so adorable. That gets me into my feel so bad. And you know what? Jewel Daddy?
No.
My boyfriend refuses to match with me, and he will never let me pick out anything for him to wear. He thinks I have awful style.
What are you picking, though?
I don't
Look
have
what she's wearing right now.
I don't have bad style.
Yeah, it's like that. I just rolled out of bed look. 833-563-2539. Liv brings up an interesting question. Ladies, would you like to, if your man would like oblige and say, okay, would you like to be able to dress your man every day and pick out what they wear? Maybe not matching outfits, but would you like that? And guys, would you want your lady or your significant other to actually be able to pick it out for you? I love it when my wife helps me out for like fancy things and picks out clothing, but I want to be able to wear what I want to wear. I know I have no fashion sense. I've had multiple coworkers and bosses tell me so here at work, so I understand that.
Yeah,
but
no, you don't.
Okay, well, thank you. Wow. I was going to keep it anonymous, but the name's Liv. Okay.
She just lays it out for me, and I don't have to worry about a thing.
And while it's obvious they are in tune with each other vocally, when asked about the secret to a happy marriage, this duet is very much in sync.
Jesus first, others second, yourself last. That's a way to spell joy. Jesus and others and you, what a wonderful way to spell joy.
And these singing chaplains perform at their local church, hospitals, and even just around the house. A pitch-perfect match made in heaven.
They do got some voice, though. They got some pipes.
They got the pipes.
Gosh, I want them to be my grandparents. Please. This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. My heart is about to explode.
All right. Are you team matching outfits, Liv?
I'm team whatever this couple says. Okay.
Elliot.
Okay.
Elliot, are you team matching outfits? Would you want your significant other to have matching outfits with you every day?
Not every day. I mean, certain occasions I can do, but not every single day. No way.
I am like a rare occasion. If we're going to like a special event, I think it's good if we have matching outfits. Like a sporting event might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I want this couple to be the president in 2020.
Okay, now we're going way too far. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Man, I think I'm going to get sick.
What?
I've had almost a half gallon of milk this morning. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner cow. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. No, because we got to wrap up, do some boring stuff behind the scenes, and then we're going today to the Indiana State Fair. There's a celebrity milking competition. We're milking a cow. We've taken your advice on how to really grasp the udder and get the milk to come out.
You do know we're milking the cow, and no one's milking you, Joe.
No, but yeah. I'm saying
you don't need to be drinking all of that milk.
I want to be one with the cow. Like, this is what I want to be like. I want the milk to shoot out like this. This is a real person milking a cow. Listen to that. He's filling the container up.
Oh, isn't she sweet?
Yeah.
I don't like that. No. Stop talking, dude.
Yeah.
I did not like that.
You guys are perverted. He's a farmer, and he's saying you got to... I didn't realize it, like the big sack they have there, like where the udders are at, whatever. What's that called again? I forget.
Milk sack, yeah, milk dud.
The milk, the whatever, bang. The milk pouch. Slap the milk.
Milk section.
There you go. You need
Franzia. Yeah.
you need to kind of like rub it up and nudge it with your hand. It's a muscle, so it's usually tight. You got to loosen it up.
Warm it up. Got to talk to it, introduce yourself.
Yeah, so
hi, I'm Joe.
I'm going to go up to that cow
Buy
today.
Dinner.
I'm going to be like, hey... How you doing? You come here often?
To the fair, probably.
Oh, do I have a wife?
Every year.
Oh, don't worry about her. It's just you and me. So I noticed you have some really nice udders.
Ew.
Oh my.
Ew.
Let me warm my hands up.
Stop. I do love cows, though. I like, anyone who knows me knows I am just obsessed with cows.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about them, but they make me so excited. And I've never been this close to one.
Uh-oh.
Like, I've never touched a cow before. So I am so, so excited.
Liv's going to treat this like goat yoga she did at the state fair.
I am.
And she's not going to. The idea is to win because there's other quote unquote celebrities that are media.
Aww.
Which none of us are actually celebrities. We just work in TV and radio. But I don't want to lose to people. I don't even know who's there.
Well, I just want to pet it. And hug it.
Get pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about having fun and the experience, Joe. What do you win if you do win? Like, you win
you,
money?
You win, you win bragging rights. I mean, because here's the thing. You know,
that's something you want to brag about, though?
Yeah, that I know how to milk a cow.
That's super important to him. Super important for his resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wish you guys, like, because I know Porkchop's not here, and I'm glad he was a team player and went to Nashville for the Blanco Brown get-up video shoot. He should be back tomorrow, but he taped that last night or filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
He finished second in a wing eating contest, and that's embarrassing because somebody we compete against was in first. And you know they made fun of our show.
Think so?
Yeah, probably.
They did.
Well, I finished dead last in my competition, so.
What competition did you do?
I did the shrimp eating cocktail, shrimp cocktail contest.
And you finished last?
You were dead last, Elliot. How's that possible?
Because I took my sweet time with that. They said, like, everybody was eating it, getting all over their face. I brought a bib, a knife, and a fork.
Nice. Look at you.
Had leftovers, got a carryout bag.
And I will say, that is shrimp from St. Elmo. So that is not cheap shrimp. That is expensive shrimp. You're getting it for free.
Yeah.
You sit back. You enjoy yourself.
No, exactly. No.
I get it.
Yeah.
I love the strategy.
All right, you both are. I'm talking to our bosses. Neither one of you guys can. Guys, we're going for victories here. If you want to get a shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo, which is delicious, we'll go there and do that in our leisure time. But when we're competing, we got to win. Not to bring it up, but 3 years ago when I first started, I won that St. Elmo shrimp competition. Joey Chestnut's like, man, I wish I could be like Joe Pesh. I'm like, well, keep on working hard and dreaming, Joey.
Yeah.
I'm sure he said that.
All right, well, hey, I hope that goes really well today. It's going to be fun. Other than that, like kind of like living ice plan, what do you got going on today, Elliot?
I'm going to go shoot some hoops. Also, I saw like the Pacers were having like a job fair. So.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just going to see if I can get on the Pacers.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think that's one of the jobs, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sure that's just what it is. There's been rumors about Miles Turner getting traded. So like maybe they'll use you instead.
Yeah, it's a big height difference, but my heart's there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. Yeah. I heard that's all they care about.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, as far as NBA, like height doesn't really matter. So
yeah. I'm sure you'll be fine.
You should do good. All right. Well, let's have you on standby in case Pork Chop's car doesn't come back today from Nashville.
Right.
But until then, for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and Elliot King, thank you so much again for holding down today the show. We appreciate you. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.